Eva Rosenberg joins us. She's an award-winning tax professional. She teaches tax professionals, in fact, about ethics, tax preparation, IRS collections, representation, and more. Her brand new book, Deduct Everything, is now the number one on the hot new releases in personal tax taxes on Amazon. Deduct Everything, great title. Eva, great to have you here.
Well, Michael, thank you so much.
And now, what is your background? How did you become a tax expert?
Certainly by accident. And let me tell you, there are no tax experts. The tax laws change all the time. We're just struggling to be knowledgeable.
And so how did you begin your career initially?
You know what? I ended up with a job at a CPA firm that I never wanted, and someone persuaded me to do that. And when I finally discovered that taxes are a language, I can handle languages. And I got hooked. This is great fun now.
You say it's a language, so it's not English?
No. You know, this is a whole language in itself. And once you figure that out, and you figure out the grammar and structure, everything falls into place.
So it's
taxes are easy.
Do you have to be a lawyer to really understand this kind of language?
You know what? You don't. And most of the time, the people who become tax professionals, I teach people to become enrolled agents. Some of them were engineers, they were doctors, they were homemakers, secretaries, people who want to help people around them not pay the IRS too much are learning to do this in their retirement now.
So when you say it's a language, what's the trick to understanding this tax language?
The trick is just a particular mindset and understanding that just like the dictionary grows and changes, this also grows and changes.
Every year.
Every year. Unfortunately, even more than the dictionary.
Yeah. And how many changes do we see on an annual basis?
Sometimes we don't see them when we want them, but other times we just got a new tax law in December, the PATH Act, hundreds of pages.
And you sit and read through the entire thing, then?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. That's what the bathroom's for, no?
Is it interesting to you?
The written law that Congress writes, no. But figuring out how to get around what they've tried to do to obstruct us, that is fun. I love mysteries. And I challenge IRS all the time. And every once in a while, they get really mad at me, but then all of a sudden it changes, and they see what I mean, and they let me get away with it, and I've done this in articles. Do you remember when we had the home buyer's credit for $8,000?
Yes.
I figured out, and I know you're going to hate this, but I figured out that illegal aliens were entitled to the credit.
Interesting.
Is that just
a word or two inside the language that indicates that?
It's just... Mm-hmm. How Congress words it, if they're not careful about how they word the actual law, because I was able to go back, I could prove that the way they worded it, resident aliens qualifies. IRS doesn't have a definition that means illegal alien. A resident alien, an illegal alien can also be one of those.
Wow. So are you saying the IRS actually is reasonable and will agree once you make a point with them?
Sometimes they get really mad, but by the same token, individual people have challenged the IRS in court and won. There was this lady who took all these deductions for taking care of feral cats. She's kind of listed in the book as the crazy tax lady. She took her case to court and won. There was a woman who was a nurse and took her entire master's degree as a deduction, as an employee business expense, you won in court.
Jeez, but that sounds, well, first of all, the book is titled Deduct Everything. I'm talking to Eva Rosenberg. You're known as the Tax Mama, right?
The Tax Mama, and I answer questions for free at taxmama.com.
Taxmama.com. Now, if you're deducting aggressively, doesn't that draw an audit?
Not if you're deducting legally. I like legal.
But even if it's legal, let's say, isn't that the kind of thing that draws the IRS's attention? Aren't you going to get maybe some extra attention that way?
No. You know what? Everything that I talk about in the book and I tell you how to do, I also give you the source on where you find that information and how to express it on your tax return. Sometimes you need to include documentation or an explanation to make it work. Sometimes you can include it in the electronic return. Sometimes you have to file it on paper to include the explanation. But when you do, my God, the whole thing lights up and changes and you don't get audited.
Tell me this, Eva. What are some of the biggest deductions that most of us could use and we just don't?
Well, I think there's a lot of deductions available in charitable contributions and volunteering where people are doing a lot of things out of pocket where they're not tracking it.
Mm-hmm. Like what kinds of things would you be deducting in those cases?
Well, I would be deducting all of my mileage. There's a lot of, you know, when you're actively involved in volunteering for an organization, you put money into taking people out, doing things, you know, with the charges, you know, that you're, for instance, scouting, mm-hmm. or if you're getting involved in one of the runs and organizing it and getting T-shirts for everybody. All of those things, if you track them and submit them to the organization for a receipt, they can give you a written receipt that says, thank you for this amount of deduction. People don't do that.
Sounds like it would be incredibly organized, though, to do this kind of thing.
You know what? With all the apps that you have on your phones these days, mm-hmm. you can just snap pictures of everything and then send it off to something like your accountant or shoebox, and they can organize it for you.
Well, what about the, you know, we spend so much time at work. Are there any kinds of deductions that are work involved that people don't take advantage of?
Well, there's something that's quite the opposite, actually. People who are involved in using their cars for business, traveling for business, having out-of-pocket business expenses, they very often will take deductions that their company would have reimbursed them for. And not getting those things reimbursed, one, you've wasted the opportunity to get 100% of your money back, mm-hmm. and two, you lose the deduction, which would have given you maybe 30 or 40% of your money back.
What, they just don't know the company would reimburse them, you're saying?
Well, sometimes they don't want to submit it so they don't look bad because they've spent all this money. They're afraid they're going to get fired. Mm. But if the company has a written reimbursement policy and what they're doing falls within it, the IRS won't let them have the deduction.
You said there's an example of a woman who took care of feral cats and got a deduction for that?
Yeah. And both this lady and that nurse handled their own cases. They represented themselves.
Okay.
She kept records on all of these cats. There are people all over the country that are really cat lovers, and they take care of these abandoned cats that are out on the street. They feed them, they'll take them to the vets and things like that. And she kept records and ran up bills and was involved with an organization. And so she took care of getting paperwork back and forth between them. IRS denied her deduction, and she proved to the court that this was a legitimate volunteer activity.
Talking to Eva Rosenberg, the brand new book, Deduct Everything. Literally everything. You don't mean everything, do you?
Not everything.
Yeah.
But there's a lot you can deduct that you didn't know you could.
What about when it comes to your house, the mortgage, and so on? And what kinds of deductions could we have there?
Well, naturally, you can have your mortgage deduction. But here's the problem. So many people these days have terrible credit, and when they get the house, it's not in their name. Their parents may have signed the loan and the title, and they don't really own their own house, but mm-hmm. they're trying to take these mortgage deductions and property taxes, and the IRS disallows it. So I've got some very specific information, including legal citations to use with your tax return, or when the IRS writes to you and say, well, we don't have anything from a bank in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you exactly what to do to save that deduction.
Now, is it intimidating, though, if you actually get those kinds of letters and then you need to start challenging the IRS or justifying? I mean, how difficult does that get?
Well, you know what? It is intimidating. People are terrified. People are terrified when they get that letter from the IRS.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come to us and they haven't opened a whole stack of them. And sometimes there are even checks in there that they haven't opened. So I don't want you guys to be terrified.
Hmm.
The IRS, believe it or not, is under control. About 15 years ago, we got a taxpayer bill of rights, and the IRS had to dial back that really hostile collection practice and the really hostile audits.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do have rights, and we can confront the IRS.
Really?
But you know what? Do it politely. You know, they're people you're talking to.
Interesting. So what about these stories? Even, you know, under the Obama administration, where we saw, you know, the IRS being used to target certain conservative groups. Are you saying that is that not part of what the issue is with the IRS right now? Or,
you know, it's not. And that was, I know that it feels, you know, really tough. It was kind of isolated. And in a way, it wasn't, because a lot of churches, synagogues, mosques, and so forth, they used their pulpits to preach politics. And you lose your nonprofit status if you're doing that. You have to separate, literally, the church and state in the nonprofit organizations. So organizations that are involved with political activity, the people who donate can't get a deduction.
So you said we have a Bill of Rights, but what if someone feels that they're not being treated properly by the IRS agent they're dealing with?
Not a problem. Either they ask to speak to a manager, or if things just really, really escalate and they don't want to hire or they can't afford to hire a tax professional, we have a taxpayer advocate service. It's headed by Nina Olson in Washington, and it runs kind of parallel to the IRS. And she reports to Congress. You can call the Taxpayer Advocate Service, and they will help you resolve all kinds of problems.
Okay. Have you ever been audited yourself, Eva?
Have I been audited?
Yeah.
No, don't tell anybody that I've been overlooked.
I'm just curious, because it sounds like, you know, with the profession you do, you probably are skillful with the deductions, but they've never taken that kind of an interest in you, huh?
Not in me. My clients, my brother for several years when I was handling all of his real estate things many years ago, mostly my tax returns that I do for myself and other people don't get audited because I include all of the explanations.
And so,
that way,
with the case with your brother, then, was that a pleasant experience dealing with the IRS in that case? Or?
Oh, that was amazing. And his audit happened because he didn't report $30,000 worth of income, and I couldn't understand how that could have happened because I was doing his books at the time. It turned out one of the companies that he was a partner in, they handed him a $30,000 check. He signed it on the back and gave it back to them because he owed them $30,000 in interest. I never saw that check.
How is that resolved then?
Well, he received income, he paid interest, the net effect was zero, and so the auditor and I became great friends.
The very positive stories, Eva. So, because there are the other stories out there, you know, you probably heard of them, where people feel that they've been almost victimized by the IRS.
And a lot of people have been. There are times when they really have been. And when I look at some of the things that I read in the tax court cases where people are representing themselves and they lose, a lot of the times, they are there because they were hostile to somebody. And this could have gotten resolved on the audit level if they had just not been, you know, one of those people who come in with their huge box of things and say, okay, you sort through it. That's not going to happen. The IRS isn't going to do that. If you go in with good manners and you're organized, you can be in and out of there in an hour and win.
There's some advice. Eva Rosenberg, the brand new book, Deduct Everything. Find her at taxmama.com. The book, again, Deduct Everything. Eva, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a less taxing day.
Thank you.